Welcome back to season two of the Ivy League Prep Academy podcast, equipping you to successfully pursue the college of your dreams. We believe everyone deserves to reach their full potential, and the admissions process shouldn't hold you back. Congratulations, seniors. It is now the middle of April. You have received your admissions decisions from nearly every school. Of course, many of you are still on wait lists or still wondering about this or that. There's still information that can come in, and some schools may not have given you the final word. But for many of you at this stage of your senior year, you have all the information in place. You know all the schools where you've been admitted, and now the tables have turned. Instead of you submitting an application and hoping to be chosen, you have your acceptances, and the schools are hoping to be chosen by you. And so I wanted to record this podcast to just kind of help you think through that decision so that you can make sure that the choice that you make is one that you're going to be really, really happy with. Just a couple of days ago, I had a conversation with the parent of a student in the Ivy League Challenge who is trying to decide between Cornell or Duke or UT Austin or University of Michigan. And just a few minutes ago, I finished speaking with someone who worked very, very hard to pare their list down to the final two, and they're trying to decide between UT Austin and Georgia Tech. Both of these conversations were very interesting because the families were really agonizing over these decisions. It was clear that they cared deeply about this choice and wanted to make sure that they got it right. And so now you have a final list. Maybe it's down to two, maybe it's down to four, maybe it's down to six. But you're down to your final list and you're trying to decide which one to attend. I'm going to talk you through the same issues that I talked through with my other students and let you kind of have a sounding board. And then in just a few minutes, I'll share my advice because I think it's going to be valuable for you, not just with college admissions decisions, but with many of the big decisions that you're going to make in your life. So the first thing I'm going to say is probably obvious to all of you. In fact, you narrowed down your list based on these issues. The size of the school. Do you want to be in a bigger school or a smaller school? Do you want to be in a school with huge laboratories that has lots of research opportunities, but that also means that the professors are doing research and doing a lot less teaching? That means your classes are going to be a lot bigger, or they're going to be taught by teaching assistants or by graduate students, not so much by the professors themselves, but you might be able to slip into research. That back and forth, whether you prefer a more teaching-centric school or a more research-centric school, could play a big role in your decision. Now, if the big research school also has an honors college that you can get into, that may be the best of both worlds, where you're taking classes in a more tight-knit community with the other honor students. Generally, you have your first pick of professors and things like that as well, so that's a nice advantage. But then you also have, in addition to this tight-knit community, you have the greater, larger research world that's outside of that community in a really big research university. So that can be the best of both worlds. But that's one of those considerations you want to make. Do you want to be more research-centric, more teaching-centric, somewhere in between? Or can you find an honors college or some other best of both worlds scenario? Another one that might seem trivial, but things like weather or the size of the city. How easy is it to get in and out of? How far do you want to live away from your college? Is it easy to fly in and out, or are you going to drive? Those are some decisions that hopefully you're thinking about, but if you haven't been thinking about them yet, then certainly add that to the things to consider. Weather, of course, doesn't matter to some people. It matters a lot to others. Ease of getting there, ease of getting home, important to some, less important to others. So when you're thinking about, well, what about this class versus that class? Some colleges have majors and opportunities for certain combinations of majors that are different from other colleges. And so look into the academics as well. Try to determine, is there a professor that you really, really want to study with? Is there a program that you really, really, really want to be a part of? Is there a laboratory that is just better on this campus than that campus? Those kind of academic opportunities are a really cool way to differentiate between the schools. I know some schools have some really cool programs that might sound great to one student and really awful to another. So some schools are going to insist that you study a foreign language. Some schools might heavily encourage you to study abroad for one or more of your semesters. That can be wonderful for some students and just awful for others. So be sure to pay attention both to the core requirements for your major or for kind of undergrad studies, And then also to the unique opportunities academically that exist on one campus versus another. And that includes individual professors, that includes research laboratories or other facilities, it includes programs or communities or clubs. And many times you can think about how the surrounding city interacts with the university and if there are opportunities there as well. Do you want a big football school? Do you want lots of sports? Do you want sports to play a big role in your college experience or not? And then what is your thing? If you're not going to be competing athletically for, you know, one team or another, are you going to be participating musically? Is there an instrument? Is there an orchestra? Is there an opportunity for you to really be yourself and to go and explore and do more with the things that you love on one campus versus another? Is there better music theater in one place, better debate, more opportunities, better scholarships for one activity or another? Or is it possible if, for example, you really love speech and debate, is there a way for you to reach out to the coaches of the speech and debate teams on the various campuses and just see what opportunities there are? Do they travel? Do they get stipends? Do they have to pay to travel? Just kind of find out what those activities that you're going to spend a lot of time in, find out what the opportunities are for you to live out those activities. Now, I didn't mention cost, I kind of saved it for last, but for many of you, that's the first thing that you're going to consider. Obviously, you don't want to stress out about going to a college that's going to be impossible for you financially. I would encourage you to try to be as resourceful as possible. If you really love one college that's much more expensive than another, see if you can be resourceful enough to get those funds and make it work. But I would also encourage you to not worry too much about trying to be more resourceful in order to get into what you consider to be a better college. And this is where my final advice comes in. And I saved the cost equation for this reason. Many people feel like, man, my life hinges on this decision. And going to a slightly higher or much higher ranked college is going to be much better for the rest of my life. So I need to get loans. I need to borrow money. I need to ask my parents to sacrifice a lot more to get me into this higher ranked college so that I have more opportunities. And here's what I have to say. No matter which of these schools you decide to go to, so in the cases of these students that I just spoke to this last week, whether it's Duke or whether it's Cornell or University of Michigan, UT Austin or Georgia Tech, those cover all the schools that we talked about in the last few days. All of those schools are going to have more opportunities, more resources than you could possibly ever take advantage of in 4 years of studying there. There is no way that you could take full advantage of all of the resources at any of those schools. This is true of every college. There are more opportunities than you could possibly take advantage of. So the question about your ability to have a great experience in college is not so much which college are you going to, it's how resourceful are you and how engaged are you during your time at that college. So here's my advice. So many of you are stressing and really exerting lots and lots of energy to try to make sure that you make the right choice. I want you to stop trying to make the right choice. Do your research, find out these answers, go visit the colleges if you can, do everything you can to kind of get that information that you need, and then just make your choice right. Don't stress and spend so much energy trying to make the right choice. Spend your energy making your choice right. What you'll discover is that it doesn't matter which of these schools you go to. You can have an incredible, life-changing, amazing experience at any of them. And whichever one you choose, your job is to make your choice the right choice. That's why I wouldn't stress about going into terrible debt to get into a higher-ranked school. You can make the lower-ranked but more affordable school right for you. If you spend the energy making your choice right, you're going to be great. There was a cool study that was done, and you'll have to forgive me, I don't remember the names or even where the study was done, but I just remember that there were some students who were offered, for some reason, they were offered the choice of two pieces of art, and they could keep the piece of art that they chose. Half the students were told when they made their choice, you can take your art home, it's yours, but if you change your mind, you can come back anytime this semester and exchange it for the other piece of art. Meanwhile, half of the students were told, look, you've got two pieces of art here. One of these pieces of art I need to send off to so-and-so today. So as soon as you make your choice today, I'm going to take the other piece of art, put it in an envelope, and send it off to this museum or organization or class or whatever, and you will never have an opportunity to exchange. Whatever choice you make is final. Now, interestingly enough, the students who were not allowed to exchange, were not allowed to second guess, they loved their choice. They made their choice and they loved it. They were very, very happy with the choice that they made. The students that were allowed to deliberate and wonder, did I make the right choice? Should I exchange it? Should I take it back? Should I do the other one? They were far less happy with the art piece that they chose. I don't want you to have that outcome. I want you to do your groundwork, check out the cost, check out the size of the school, find out about the opportunities. Is it more focused on teaching or more focused on research? Do you enjoy the football atmosphere or not? Can you join the orchestra? Can you join the music theater? All of those things. Figure all that out. Answer those questions. They are important. But then, once you've come to a final two, three, or four schools, honestly, it just doesn't matter. Make your choice, and make your choice right. Don't worry about making the right choice at that stage. Just make your choice, and then spend your energy making your choice right. Music for this episode came from We Are Here by Declare P. I'm Steve Gardner. If you like what you heard, please subscribe and share with a friend. Thanks for listening.